Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology, the Mercury Retrograde edition, or one of the many. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. I am joined by my wonderful co-host, Ann.
Hi, Ann Ortley here at the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan. And Mark is on the road. He might be joining us or he might not. He took a weekend away in the woods. Go, Mark.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. But Heather and I are working on Monday. We're working on Columbus Night.
Indigenous People's Night out
here. Or Indigenous People Day or Canadian Thanksgiving Day or Italian
National Coming Out
Day. Yep.
And Thich Nhat Hanh's birthday. So
there's a lot going on
all at once.
A lot going on. All in the world. The world is full of things. Alive and thriving. So
alive
how
and thriving.
Was your week last week, Miss Heather, with Godzilla and King Kong fighting?
It was pretty crazy. Mercury retrograde has been nipping at me. I've been in the midst of redoing my website, working with a web designer who has very strong opinions but does some great stuff. It took her 36 hours to load it up today. That was pretty funny. But if anybody goes to my website, they can see it and give me some feedback.
Cool.
And my deck comes out tomorrow. It gets launched, my new Astro Oracle deck. And I'm hoping that people have fun playing with it. I'd love to hear how they like it. So that's how it's been here, but it's been one logistical issue after the other while you wade through it, trying to stay centered. My clients have been all in emotional ups and downs.
And the
Mercury retrograde, I mean, we look at today. Yesterday, Southwest Airlines canceled a third of its flights. Today, another couple hundred. And a plane in San Diego dashed out of the sky, took out a UPS truck in two houses. And
wow.
A couple of people died. These are how many thousands of planes went by today and everybody was just fine. And that's when you see those headlines, you have to remember, keeping that in proportion, really it wasn't bad. But still, those are very mercurial experience, Mercury retrograde and Mercury retrograde in these aspects coming up as Mars and the Sun exactly conjunct. And Mars, the Sun, and Mercury all head into a square with Pluto the next couple of weeks. How are you? How was your week?
I was busy as a little bee, which is always good. My little Virgo part likes that. But I also was like, I'm really tired. I need a nap. I'm really tired. So I was alternating between, like, I would finish work, and I would be, you know, it would be 8:30 or whatever. I'm going to go to bed now. And I would go get into bed and, you know, sleep 12 hours. So I actually, you know, it wasn't, people were like, did you go missing in action? I'm like, no, I went to bed. And that's what I needed to do. So that was good.
No, that was missing in bed, not action, in non-action.
Yeah, missing in bed.
Action.
Yeah, I just.
I find that
my little Pisces moon was like, we need to go sleep.
we need to go to sleep.
That's what it did.
And I thought a lot of people have felt that. This week, partly because with this many planets retrograde and so many of them are turning around, Jupiter's about to turn direct, so is Saturn just turned direct, all these stationary planets, it can feel like walking through mud. Everything just takes more time and energy. And, you know, that's where you need more sleep. You need to prioritize that, the rest up. And to not do anything you don't have to do, because Mercury retrograde wants you to hold still. Wants you to be quiet, wants you to look within. And if you have to keep going, it's just going to take a little extra energy. Also, there was a major solar storm this week.
And I always think of you when there's a big storm, because it makes the world a little, it sends all those EMFs, and we get all excited out here on the Earth. Talk about solar storms, because you got me following NASA's solar storm and volcano list. You know, I get both of them now, you know.
Isn't it fascinating?
NOAA. Yeah.
And if you go to spaceweather.com, anybody can find out what the sun is doing. And the a major solar sunspot exploded, but the pulse just barely missed the Earth, which was lovely. It did hit us a C2 class solar flare, and, you know, quite exciting, the pictures coming out of it from space weather. It's not huge, but it is there. Mm-hmm. The CME expected to hit Earth is running a little late. So it may hit tomorrow or the next day, tonight, tomorrow. And, you know, that if you're not doing subtle, you know, electrical stuff, it won't be much of a problem. But often people feel really tired when that's happening, as if it's shearing off a few extra electrons. And then I've noticed that politics and history activates. Like first it's an exhaustion, and then it's, you know, this new energy from the center of our solar system has arrived on Earth, shaking things up. So we often see when there's a series of them that politics really cranks up. But even when there's just one or two, because this is still not a high solar spot time, it's warming up, we begin to see, you know, people looking for new answers whenever there's a solar storm coming through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I've been noticing.
Yeah, and it kind of stimulates thinking about things in thinking in another way than you have before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and that's important, you know. I mean, the whole energy of this Mercury retrograde, all the Pluto and Libra were answering to Venus and Scorpio, which was bringing up all sorts of stuff, deep secrets and people being – I had 22 different people find siblings, find, you know, birth information out, find out about dead relatives, find out about babies put up for adoption, find out they had a sister or brother. 22 of them, Heather. It was more than one a day because Mercury's only retrograde for 21 days. Yeah, but I was like, holy cow. I mean, but it was in Scorpio, so it was, you know, sex, death, and taxes. So I'm sure there were some death and tax stories, but I heard about the siblings. But also, then it went into Sag, and so now the energy of the Libra planets is all about let's light the light and spread the light, right?
Yeah.
So it's candles. It's like, okay, let's be illuminated. Let's figure out where we're going. Let's figure out our vision for the future. So it's got a much more optimistic flavor.
Let's get out there and look at the leaves. You know, I've seen Venus and Sagittarius, and suddenly Facebook was full of pictures of fall foliage. And, Venus talks about what feeds us and what makes us feel loved and cozy and safe. And right now, you know, pictures of your cat, being outside, connection with nature can help us deal with everything else that's going on. Venus can often tell us, like, what do you need to do to deal? What will soothe you so you can stay in there and do the hard work?
So
I see that with Sagittarius there. And I certainly have felt more like we can do well. Wren went down during that time they were talking about and spent the weekend meeting new relatives from the surprise sister that Wren found last summer. So, exactly thing, right?
I'm going to add to 23. I forgot about that. Yeah.
23,
He met them. He found them last year, but
Found them last year and had met one of them, met the other one and all the grandkids. So it was all these new relatives from the next family that Dad had after Dad left. Dad is gone, but the siblings are great.
Yeah.
And so it's been really interesting for that to show up.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. I like that story. We'll take that for
we'll
a good Mercury retrograde. You know, Mercury and Sag, expand the family. There's more of us.
Expand the family, right.
Yeah.
And,
so,
you know, with wildlife, I get lots of, you know, the bears have been walking by. I've been watching our trail cams, and there's a fox and a bear and two bears. And it's been very exciting. Luckily, you know, I let the dogs out at night, and they barely go off the porch. They go like, that's okay. I think we'll come back now.
Well, they're watching the cam when you're not. They're kind of like, oh, yeah, there's another bear out there. What,
they're
trying to kill it?
They're doing the smell cam. Yeah, they use their nose instead. So they do that. They tell me when things are
stinky out there. It looks bigger than me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It is.
Well, that's what happens when you live in Montana. You have bears and foxes running by your house. You know, I have ambulances. Mm-hmm. It's all a matter of what's in your neighborhood causing excitement. So, but we also have, you know, we're going to have Mercury go direct, but we're also going to have Jupiter station to go direct.
Yep.
You know, so that's coming, and Saturn and Pluto are both now direct, so that's good. Mm-hmm. And, yeah,
could you
so
feel
I'm ready.
That when
and then
Saturn
this
turned
weekend,
direct?
The sun, pardon? Say again?
I really felt it when Saturn turned direct.
Yeah, me
too. You know,
too.
It didn't,
well, he's squaring
and nothing
my,
got easier, but I
head.
Wanted to do things, finally. Yeah.
I was working on my quarterly taxes because we got an extension because of Hurricane Ida. Mm-hmm. She came through, so New York and New Jersey doesn't have to file till the 15th of October. But I was like, oh, man, you know. I mean, it's a good problem. You got to pay taxes because you made more money, but it's also kind of not a fun problem.
No, that's the great.
I just pulled the numbers together and mailed them off to my accountant and said, "Hey, you know, I think we probably need to throw a little more in the pot because Uncle Sam's going to go, Miss Anne. What do you mean you made this much money? Where's my cut? You know, I always think of him as kind of a mobster when he comes looking for dinner."
Right.
My silent business partner with a bent nose. But, you know, it's good. Taxes are good. We like taxes. So, I mean, you're doing okay.
Yeah.
Although
I
want to know how Donald Trump can only pay $750 and I have to pay a heck of a lot more. That just doesn't seem right. You know?
No, it's not. And there's a lot that's not right. We just don't think of the millions of tax loopholes that we could have. And
we can shut
unless
them
you
down.
Can. Yeah. And unless you want to write off your place in Florida as a, you know, as a place that you are holding all workshops, so it must be all written off.
Have a workshop a week there, right? Rent it.
Well, in the
meantime, I have to be
meantime,
a little careful because
I know. I'm not suggesting that you do not nice things. I have been greatly.
Well, no, I have, but
Saturn
in the eighth, so Uncle Sam. I think he has my name on a computer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, my father, you know, was always very bad with the taxes in the sense that he would always push it, you know. So one year we had a tree tip over during a big storm, and it was not insured. Obviously, trees aren't insured. So he called the nursery, and they said, you know, it's $25,000 to replace the tree. So he took $25,000 off his taxes as an uninsured casualty loss. And, of course, the IRS questioned it, and then he got called in, and he said, well, you know, the tree tipped over. It's a terrific tree, and it's, you know, a couple hundred years old and, you know, property, and to replace the tree. So he had the information that the nursery would cost to replace that tree, and he had a real estate say it devalued the property, and it was allowed, right? So I think they have a flag on the last name Ortley, you know, so they see the Ortley and they go, check those taxes. But he did stuff like that all the time, so...
Oh, dear.
He was always playing with the IRS. It wasn't incorrect, but...
Called playing with fire, yes.
Called playing with fire.
And
well,
that
he was
is
a Leo.
Saturn
and
your
he
eight.
Was a Leo and Sag.
Right.
And Aries. He wasn't, you know, like, no, you're not getting my money. But, yeah. Off we go.
And let me play with
it. Also, we have the end of the week, which I think is going to be interesting, because we had Mercury go through the Eris-Pluto square one time, and then he went through it second time retrograde.
Yep.
So at the end of the week, the sun goes through it.
Right.
Yeah, and so the sun's going to oppose Eris and say, why are you picking a fight with me? And it's going to be in the psychological integration with Pluto and say, you know, big guy, how are you using your power over there? So we're gonna really see some stuff this week, which I think is really important. And then right after we see it, Mercury goes direct, Jupiter goes direct, and they go, okay, now that you know that, what are you going to do about it? So I think it's a really interesting aspect. Yeah, it's a really interesting aspect for everybody to really pay attention to, you know, whatever story they were working out with that Mercury going through the T-square twice and still a third to come. Now we have the illumination, and then behind that we're going to have Mars go through it, which probably won't be much fun. But then we're going to have Mercury go through it for them too. So interesting times. So it's really about us looking and seeing stuff. Yeah. Say again?
Yeah, absolutely. I said, you know, the Sun squares Pluto on as the Moon conjuncts Neptune next next Sunday as Jupiter turns direct. The following day, the moon goes into Aries as Mercury turns direct. And then it's going to be that T-square with the Sun-Mars conjunction, square Pluto, and opposite the moon on the full moon. So that's going to be a doozy on next Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, next Monday.
And we'll just, kindness, I'd say ask people to kind of remember what's important to you and hold on to that, like what few things you need to get done, what do you care about, who do you love, and don't get caught up in all these side whirlwinds, because there will be side whirlwinds and events that go, what? Or comments that people make that feel outrageous. Don't get sucked into those maelstroms. Just stay focused, and the dust can actually push you in a good direction. There's a lot of willpower involved in these aspects. And, yes, it is definitely cleaning up or dealing with the denouement of problems that have been cooking for weeks or months. Usually when you've got this many planets turning direct at once, sometimes you see plans that people have been brooding on, good ones, like, ta-da, this is what we're doing, or, oh, my God, they just took over that government. So kind of watch what's coming to light that people have been sitting on and brooding on, and be ready to clarify misunderstandings rather than echo them. The minute someone says something that feels off to you, like, what do you mean by that? Instead of responding, what do you mean by that? I think there might be a misunderstanding. Tell me more. Let's see if we can straighten this out. Like, try to diffuse it rather than add oil to the fire.
Well, and also realize it is combative energy. So the whole idea of do we want to fight or not. One of the things I thought was really interesting last week when we had all those aspects going was the woman on 60 Minutes saying, Facebook likes us to fight, and they make money on it. They make money on our fighting. Because, the ticket in Manila, the thrill in the Manila, they pay-per-view, pay to watch the fight, right? So they make money on it, and then testified in Congress, and then, of course, Facebook went down. Like, so it's interesting that we're spending this energy fighting rather than saying, hey, why don't we go towards this and create and have a party and do something fun rather than arguing and fighting and we're going to own the libs, we're going to, it's like, really, what's that about? Let's take that energy and do something else with it, Because it's designed to make us distracted, fight with each other so you're not working on what your agenda is,
Right. So remember, that's what I was mean about staying on track, staying on in focus. And on target, knowing where you want to go with it, rather than getting hooked in the side stuff.
Right. Completely.
Yeah. And so, shall we see if anybody wants to ask us a question?
There's a few hands raised.
Star one, I, and then we'll take you on. Let's try. Hello, arrow code 440. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I'd like to get a reading. I was just listening to all the various changes with these various planets, and I don't understand them completely, but not them with these recent global circumstances.
Would you like to tell us your birth information, and we'll see what it says about your chart?
Yes, 7-16-58.
7-15 or 16?
1-6.
1-6, okay.
1958, and the time? Do you know what time you were born?
5:30 a.m.
And where?
And where?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. I love Cleveland. And did you have a question?
Oh, let's see. I'm wanting to do a a research trip. I'm relocating, but I'm first going to visit. And I want to do it this month. I'm kind of looking at probably the last week of this month. Is that the best time for me with everything be settled? And I mean,
it's getting there to be settled. It'll be last week of this month, of October, first week of November. You'll get a clearer picture. You're just coming out of several years of some really tough transits. And as Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter are all opposed your sun and moon, because you're born right at the dark, right before the new moon in Cancer. And this week, the sun, Mars, and Mercury are all squaring your moon and sun in Cancer. So it can feel like you're sort of swimming up against the tide for a few days here. And you may find that, you know, if you don't read the future into this time, you know, notice any memories that come up, but let them come up and let them go. That what's coming through for you, Pluto is also trining your progress sun, you know, that you're really ready to make the most out of this next phase in your life. And you're doing some work on how to do that in a good way, not a reactive way, in a good way. You're still kind of working on playing it safe, but I would say it's helpful to be, you know, to prioritize safety during this year, but also adventure. And that safe adventure and safely reaching for what you want feels very powerful. What are you seeing, Anne?
Well, it's a real year of change for a couple reasons. Mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, planets entering. What happens is we progress your chart. We kind of ripen you like a tomato or an avocado or, a rutabaga, and mm-hmm. you're ripening. You know, a lot of planets mm-hmm. are changing signs, which means you're entering kind of into this whole new season, like a whole new season of your life. So mm-hmm. that's really important to know, that it's really, you know, it's an important time. And as a Cancer, you know, sun and moon and rising, you're a triple Cancer, you're really like a giant sponge, right? And so you really absorb the energy. And, of course, the energy in the world's been kind of hard lately, and you're very sensitive. So you want to kind of take extra baths and extra showers and extra drink lots of water and, you know, yeah. like me, go to bed, you know, when you're feeling overwhelmed. But know that you've got all these new seasons starting. Your Jupiter just shifted into Scorpio by progression. Your ascendant just went into Virgo by progression. You've got the moon's in a sign saying, hey, I want to go have some fun. I want to have a hurrah. I want a new chapter. The new cycle that started is in your relationship house opposite Athena. So there's really been a change in how you think about things and what's important to you. So it's a really important time for you to say what I'm doing. And you do have, you know, if your birth time at 5:30, it's probably off a couple minutes because your chart says you should have moved about 2 months ago. So mm-hmm. I'm going to say you're right in time for moving. Your chart's really going, okay, I'm ready to move. And you're probably born at 5:31, which is great, you know, so, or maybe 5:28, I take that back. But, yeah, your chart's totally ready for this new chapter, and you've been thinking about it for a while. Are you thinking of moving near family members or near aunts and uncles or cousins, people like that?
No, I don't have any relatives. I'm moving mm-hmm. to the southwest.
To the southwest, okay. So it's a very earthy place, yeah.
Right. Well, it's for your inner family, your own heart. Yeah. This is something mm-hmm. something you've been longing for a while.
Yeah.
But you had to kind of finish up some work and some karmic process. It really wasn't time before this year.
Yeah.
But now it's really you're getting really ready.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you find that it's really a magical place for you. You know, your chart is really ready for this new change to come in. So that's good. And I think it'll go pretty easily when you figure out, yes, this is where I'm headed. So, you know, you're having a lot of stuff with Neptune on the midheaven. I always think of that as like I'm setting sail for a new destination, you know. And so all those songs like Christopher Cross, Sailing, and you know, kind of moving out into the world, you know, where am I going? There's a lot of energy around new dreams that you're pursuing. And I think that's really important. What's the new dream? You know, what's the dream of what you want your life to look like? So it's big. And you're going to get out of the winter of Cleveland.
Then that will be wonderful. It looks like the farther I'm looking at your astrocartography map, and if we have 5:30 every minute will make a difference in how the lines work through it. Are you thinking of Arizona or New Mexico or Utah or Colorado?
New Mexico.
Right. It looks like the farther west it'll feel easier, but you've got a nice series on the IC line running through there, which suggests that it's helpful and that you love the sense of history about it, because there's also a Saturn on the descendant line. I wouldn't send you to Texas where you've got Pluto on the IC, but through New Mexico and enjoying the whole Four Corners area will probably be something worth exploring for you.
You could check out Montana and see Heather's bear camera, too.
I used to live in New Mexico, and it is a really beautiful place. So
yeah,
I wish you well on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any
All
other
right.
quick questions?
I've been having a challenge of a time getting side gigs, so I'm working from home. And I've gotten one, but doing these entry levels. What's coming up? I mean, I'm teaching myself some new skills, but it's, you know, I just can't do it in a day. But
no.
I need something, you know, like phone mystery shoppers where I don't have to buy anything.
Yeah, you're really good with people. So if you were the person that was taking calls for people, you know, like they do home versions of offices where you can make people feel safe and secure and cared for fairly easily. Though you get impatient with them in person with that Mars and Aries, you can really help them feel good. You don't like to make cold calls out, but you could take calls coming in. So look and see if there's something like that might be useful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Venus
right.
and Gemini, you're good at talking to just about anybody that shows up, as long as you don't have to talk about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Good luck
All
with
right.
that.
All right. Thank you.
And keep enjoying getting those new skills, because I think
yeah.
that you're really just getting started on a new chapter.
Yeah, I think it'll
yes,
be. I think you'll have a lot of fun with this chapter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to say goodbye.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Yeah, have a good one. Happy move. Have a good trip, too, finding your new nest. So it's very cool.
Yes.
Changes.
And on that note, we are within 2 minutes of saying goodbye. So this mm-hmm. is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm just going to remind you to stay cool, stay calm, stay collected, be very kind to yourself. Slow things down, and be ready to move forward. And Ann
Ortley signing off from the bright red desk, and in reminding you, light a candle, meditate, mm-hmm. sit in a little darkness, light a candle, and just kind of connect in with your soul. It's a very peaceful week at the beginning of the week, and then we get to the next week, it's rocking and rolling again. So
mm-hmm.
you got a little respite here, extra sleep, a little extra, you know, nurturing of yourself, and then off we go into the Mars and the Sun and all the planets moving forward. So take a little time to enjoy the peace. So,
okay.
And off
Wonderful.
We go. All right.
Take care. And
bye, everybody. Have a good one.